I do apologize for the long wait, Mr. Norton. Do you stay on the line with me? Thank you so much, sir. I just spoke to the back office. They will be investigating to see where if they can find that check where they asked me if I knew exactly the address you sent it, but since we don't know, I told them it's the one that is in the bill. So they'll be checking
whatever's on the billing statement.
Correct. So they'll be looking for that check. As soon as they get it and they inform me of that, I can give you a call and let you know that we have it and that your account is it's good.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know where to. Should I send it to Enterprise Drive? I mean, I don't know where to send it.
No, no.
I never set on the bill. I mean,
yes.
Let me see if I can find the bill here.
Is this the first time that you send a check like that, or?
Oh, this is the second time.
Second time, and the first time there was no issue, correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
The only thing, there's nothing on the bill itself. It just says monthly service. July 24 to August 23rd, and it gives the amount of $79.99. And the only thing on here is says business location is Enterprise Drive, Kingston. Doesn't say where to send the bill or anything.
Okay. Did
so
you?
It's the slip that I tear off is what's got the address, and I don't know what that address is.
Okay, all right. So they don't know what address that is because that's what I indicated. So they would look into that. On the second.
I thought it said New York City, but when I looked at it, but I don't remember. I mean, I don't remember accurately.
Okay. All right, no worries. We'll be investigating what the check is, and we'll let you know once we get it. The second was two Fridays ago, but that's not so not counting the weekends.
Well, I mailed it out on the second from the post office and sorted these. And if I'm correct that it was going to New York City, my God, it should have been there Monday or Tuesday.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Late.
Yes. So if it's in New York, they probably just had to look through the mail and you know to make sure that we received it so they can apply it to your account.
Well, if this is going to continue to happen all the time going to New York, should I send it to Enterprise Drive? Can they take payments?
I can verify that for you.
Is that going to mess it up even more?
Mm-hmm. I can verify that. I can ask that information when I call you back. I'll let you know because I'm not sure if they do billing at an enterprise. Do you want to? I don't know if it is an option if you want to do the auto pay.
No, I don't want to do auto pay, and the reason I don't want to do auto pay is because Central Hudson and Rochester Gas and Electric about a year or two ago made national headlines because they wiped out people's bank accounts with auto pay because they had a brand new billing system that automatically sent the bill out, debited to your account, and because it was incorrect, they were taking $8,000 and $10,000 out of people's accounts and wiping them out. And that's what computers do for you. And I worked for IBM for 40 years, and believe me, one little keystroke wrong, and you got a disaster. So I don't trust ACH.
I understand. I completely understand.
I mean, I'd rather do it the old-fashioned, you know, archaic way of sending a check. Because at least with a check, I know when the check clears the bank, I've got proof that it was actually paid.
Yes, no, I completely understand. So the check number you say was 7175. I'm going to put that information in the email.
Let me just make sure that's the right number. Yes, 7175. And it was in the amount of $79.99.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So as soon as I get any information regarding that check, we'll give you a call. If it's not me, somebody from the office should give you a call and let you know that we got the check and it has been applied.
All right. If I'm not here, the answering machine will pick up. Just leave a message on the machine.
Messages, okay. Voicemail, okay. That
and
sounds
if you
great.
Want me to call you back, give me a callback number and who to call or extension or whatever, you know, that I need.
Okay, so if you don't hear from us today, because I hope that to get an answer by this afternoon, you can give us a call back. Anyone that answers the call will be able to check the account and see if it has been applied. I'll leave my notes so the next person will know.
Okay.
What the issue is. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Norton. Anything else I can assist you with today?
No. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling our staff. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.